This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Okay, it's good to have on BPN Radio today as my special guest here on BPN, one of my spiritual grandsons, Andrew Meeks. Andrew's a sophomore at Grand Canyon University in Phoenix. He has a passion for revival, desire to see his generation saved. And Andrew played sports at Gateway Christian School in Roswell, New Mexico, and he had quite a career there. For three consecutive years, he was the starting quarterback, and during that time, he never lost a game. They won, he and his team won 27 consecutive games. He made the All-State team, New Mexico, all 3 years, and made the All-State team, and during that time, was chosen as the MVP in the All-Star game. His baseball team also won the state championship his senior year. Andrew was chosen as the MVP of the All-Star game. He was valedictorian of his senior class. Andrew's mom and dad are great friends of mine. His mother, Linda, serves as my personal assistant. And Andrew, it's good to have you on today, all the way from Phoenix.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I know that you are very passionate about God, and today we've been playing the trailer for the new movie Woodlawn that talks about a football team coming together, and sports are a very, very important part of young people's lives, and I know that you've been involved in sports for a long time, since you were a little boy. You loved to play sports, particularly football, and so I know that sports can impact a young person's life. Correct?
Yes, sir, definitely. In my life, you know, being at Gateway, you know, watching, you know, like the 2005 team, you know, with football team, you know, with Javon Hunter playing quarterback, and you know, watching Aaron Hunter, all these great athletes that Gateway had. Like, I always viewed them as a role model. And, you know, just watching players like that, you know, with their athletic ability and their character, you know, you just strive to be like those guys. And I believe that can have a huge impact on the youth. And, like, in my life, after, you know, after football games, you know, kids would come up to me, you know, hug me, give me high fives. And, you know, I believe sports is one of the biggest ways you can impact people, especially kids. And which is why, you know, what comes first in being an athlete should be, you know, your character and the way you represent God on and off the field. Because that's what people see when, you know, no one's looking. You know, they want to look at your character. You know, they want to look at your athletic ability at the end of the day. You know, they want to see, you know, how, you know, you respond to adversity, you know, how you treat other people, you know, how you lead your team. And I think that's most important, you know, just looking at character. And I think sports play a huge role in that, you know, because I've always loved to watch, you know, players like Tim Tebow and, you know, Marcus Mariota, you know, who have phenomenal athletic abilities, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, they're always giving glory to God and, you know, just always, you know, thinking their teammates first. And, but yeah, you know, I think sports definitely have a huge impact on, you know, the way a kid's life can go, definitely.
Well, we can see how sports has impacted so many, many other young people's lives. And I know young people like yourself have the tremendous privilege and opportunity to be able to share Jesus as a result of the attention that you have received from your athletic abilities. And I know, Andrew, that you have openly shared Jesus with so many, many people. And talk to us a little bit about your personal relationship with the Lord.
God's been doing, such a work in my life. Ever since, my sixth grade year, all the way through my elementary years, that was kind of my rebellious stage, I knew who God was, but I didn't really have a relationship with him. And, as I started getting to middle school, I found out that, having, if you want to be a Christian, you have to have a relationship with God and, know who Jesus is. And ever since that moment, I felt like God planted a seed in me. And he used sports in such a great way. We have great coaches at Gateway, Coach Wigley, Coach Stevens, Coach Verone, all these spiritual leaders, just always pouring into you and just, always using their wisdom to just help you grow spiritually. And, sports just, it really helped me grow as a Christian, having teammates around me, that wanted to just, grow in God's word. But, I feel like my relationship with God has been at an all-time high lately. For a little bit, you can kind of stray. You can kind of stay, at a kind of level where you're just kind of complacent. But I feel like God has been doing a work in me lately, and it's just amazing to see. And especially going to the prayer gathering we had in Austin in July, and I went to another conference in Colorado Springs, Desperation Conference, and God was just doing such a work there, and it was just so amazing to see how many generations of my generation are on fire for God, wanting him to do great things, so it's been a great journey. And I feel like lately I've just been growing spiritually, and the college I'm at is a great place to go. GCU, they have great spiritual life, they have a lot of opportunities to grow spiritually, and you can surround yourself with a lot of people, who want the same thing, who are always praying, for our nation, for our campus. It's just an awesome environment, and, God's just been doing so much in me, and it's just been an incredible, incredible journey so far.
Well, do you believe there's hope for your generation? What do you see happening with your generation, Andrew?
I do. I really do. Like I said previously, about, the conferences I went to this summer, I was a youth group leader for Gateway this summer. I did it with my awesome cousin, Caleb Pack, just a great person. But, we went to, this conference in Desperation. There was about 6,000 people, 6,000 youth there, just, on fire for God. It was just an incredible place. I remember one night John Bevere was speaking, and, he was just telling kids, if you really want Jesus, come run to the front, come sprint to the front. And right away, within seconds, you just saw thousands of youth, just sprinting to the front, just praising God, not even caring what anyone else thinks, just on fire, praying, praying for revival in our nation. And I really do believe, my generation is the one that's going to change the world. It's just funny because every time I hear someone speak, it's usually always like, your generation is the one that's going to change the world. And I really do believe that. I see that, my generation is, really on fire for God. And, with all the, all the things that have been happening, in America and the world, all these, crazy events, a lot of them, straying away from God, trying to get God out of the picture. I feel like that's where revival is going to come in, is, to bring America back, to its great roots of, trusting in God, really believing that, his plan is better, and not trying to put man on the pedestal. I really do believe that, our generation is the one that's going to change it. And, it's going to come through, prayer, intercession, and, just people all over the globe getting on fire for God. And that's what's going to bring us back, to really believing in God, and really just, praising the name of Jesus, for the rest of the world. And, I believe it'll start with us. And, I hope that, I can definitely be a leader in that, no matter what field I go into. I would definitely love to, be someone who's a leader and showing, who Jesus really is, and, just discipling people and fishing people, So I'm really looking forward to it, because I believe our generation is going to change the world.
Well, I certainly concur with that. I'm hearing wonderful reports of what God is doing among youth, what He's doing like yourself, and you know, I'm thankful that you came and preached at the young people's gathering this summer in Austin. I really have a passion to see young people come out of obscurity, your generation, and preach the gospel. I'm thankful that you're one of those young preachers that I've been calling forth. And you just have a tremendous anointing upon your life. You have tremendous athletic abilities, but you also have incredible abilities to minister the gospel and to share the gospel. And I'm thankful to have you in my life, Andrew. And I'm thankful that there's still hope for our nation. I believe that I heard the Holy Spirit say that He's going to send another awakening to this nation, but He's not going to do it without the youth. And so I believe that young people like yourself will spark revival all across this nation and into the nations of the world. And so I'm very thankful and grateful what God is doing in your life, Andrew Meeks. And I'd just like for you to take this opportunity to pray for your generation that may be listening today. And we just call them to action, call them to service. And I believe there is a passionate group of young people that is on go. They're ready to do something for God. They're ready to make their lives count. Because when they look in at the realm of the natural, you know, they see a lot of hopelessness, a lot of helplessness that's happening with so many events. But when they realize and recognize that they are a generation that has major opportunities through so many avenues, social media, the church, the campus, so many ways that they can minister the gospel is quite awesome. So would you just take a few moments, Andrew, to pray for your generation?
Yeah, definitely. Of course I would. Dear my Father, Lord, we just, you know, thank you for, you know, just what you've been doing, God, in my generation, Lord. I just pray that right now, Lord, that all across the globe, Lord, that you would just you would just let my generation just be fishers and men, God. I pray that you would just turn this generation around, Lord, back to you, Lord, back to, you know, just following you wholeheartedly, God. I just pray right now, Lord, especially in America, God, you know, we've been straying for such a long time, God, but I pray right now that you would just put us on a 180-degree turn towards you, God. I know it starts with the generation, Lord, so I pray right now that you would just rise up, you know, in the hearts of the brokenhearted, God, and in the hearts of those in broken homes, God, and all those who are going through hard, you know, oppressive things. I pray that you will let them be the ones that step out in the love of Jesus, God. I pray that you would just continually just do a work, God, in our generation, God. I pray you would just let our hearts be transformed, God. I pray you would just let us be people who want to change our generation, God, not only in America, God, but also in the nations, Lord. I pray that you would just continue to just give us a mandate, God, to just lead, God, and just disciple others, Lord, because that's what you've called us to do, Lord, in the Great Commission. So I pray right now, Lord, that you would just capture the hearts of my generation, God, and I pray that you would just continually just let us just grow so much closer with you, God, and that in everything we do, Lord, as Christians, God, we will give you the glory in everything. We just thank you for just everything you do, God. We just thank you for your grace, and ultimately, we thank you for just giving us your Son, Jesus, God, to come into the world and give us a new life, God. So I pray that right now, Lord, you would just do work in our generation, God. And I just thank you for the blessing Pastor Dell has been to me, God, just the spiritual grandfather he's been to me, Lord. I pray that you just continually just bless him, God, and everything he does, Lord. And I just thank you for everyone that's poured into me personally, God. And I pray that you would just let me do the favor of blessing others, God, and pouring into others as you give me people who have done that to me, God. So I just pray right now, Lord, that you would just continually just work in me. And I just thank you for everything you do, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Andrew Meeks, thank you for being on BPN today, and you're a tremendous blessing, and we are setting ourselves in agreement that major revival, major awakening is coming to your generation, and it's just going to open up a whole floodgate of revival all across the land in this nation, nations of the world. Thank you for being on today. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing.
us every day, that little boy of mine. No one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little
Of the earth will grow strangely. thing.